little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Hiya, June. We should do the things that where you know you should be a man. I know, Orla, you're not a man.
That's true.
Okay, but you can play too. You can play along.
Thank you.
You can do your version where maybe adulting, I suppose.
Yeah, this is a grown up.
A grown up, yeah. Where, now this is, it's kind of, yeah, it's adulting, but it's also, yeah, a little bit emasculated or generally like, I need to man up. You know, I need to. Is that what men, the noise that men do, ooh.
Yeah.
I need to man up.
I think your man card is on the line, right?
Oh, my man card has been dubious.
Yeah.
Ever since puberty, really.
In the balance.
I'm still in puberty. I'm waiting to get to the other side and then I'll be a real man. Oof. Come on, boys. Oof. Arm wrestling and, I don't know, casinos seems to be the thing that men do.
Very specific.
I'm trying to think, you know, like lads.
Yes.
Oh, drinking fizzy beer from the bottle. That's something that men do. Instead of drinking wine like I do, white wine like I do. You know, like, oof.
A big pint of Guinness.
Oh, a big pint of Guinness, like a big strong man does. So my manly situation was I took my eldest child for a new bike.
Oh, very good.
I had to get him a new bike on Saturday. And as part of that, I was taking in his old bike and my bike, which I never use. I was like, I don't use this bike anymore. And I know they sell secondhand bikes. So I was like, will you take this and give me credit for the kid's new bike? A very, very simple transaction.
It's all going well so far, yeah.
It should be a very, very simple transaction, except for the absolute flop sweat that I find myself in a situation like that. Whereas you need to kind of be a bit, you know, oh, come on.
Why, is it because you're negotiating or something like that?
Kind of the whole, bike shops intimidate me anyway. We've been over this. Bike shops as well as garages. When you're getting your car serviced, exactly the same situation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I haven't serviced my car since I got it because I'm scared I'm going to get ripped off.
That's it. It's shut up and take my money is my thing. It's like, tell me what's wrong with it. How much is it going to cost to get it fixed? Mm. And let me get the hell out of here as quickly as possible so I can feel relieved that it's done.
Yeah.
And I can feel some fresh air on my face so my flop sweat dries up.
I took my car in to be serviced a couple of weeks ago and I wanted the minimum level of service. Your man managed to upcharge me in the space of around about 25 seconds.
That's it, because we're not real men.
I couldn't argue back.
You're like, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, that's a white shirt.
If you think that's best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clutching his pearls. Or a napkin. A fragranced napkin.
For when you get the vapours.
A doily. That's genuinely what I was like in the bike shop. I was like, just tell me how much is the new bike going to cost? They were lovely, by the way. There was no like sort of haggling or weirdness or any of that. They were lovely to deal with. But my whole thing, now I'm there in front of my eldest boy trying to, you know.
Oof. This is how we do it, son.
Come on, son. Let's do this. Butch it up. The other one for me, barbers I've been through is getting your hair cut, sitting in the barber's chair. There is no way of telling the barber what it is you want without feeling desperately self-conscious. You don't have that as women, surely.
Well, I did for a long time, but I now have a hairdresser I've been going to for years and we have a good relationship.
You have a bond.
So I ask her questions and I know that her answers aren't going to make me feel terrible.
Okay, that's good. It's good to have that.
Yeah.
I always, the minute that he says, what are we doing? I'm like, well, could you just cut my hair?
Make me look nice.
Just tidying this stuff on the top of my head.
But you don't want to be seen to have a preference for how it's done.
But you do. We all do.
You know what I mean?
But this is men. This is, again.
Seriously.
This is a manly thing.
Yeah. You don't want to be seen to care about your appearance.
This is it. Yeah. Because you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And the other one, this is a wild one now. Do you ever feel emasculated or not able to adult in the chippers?
That's very specific. Really? What's manly about a chipper?
It's not. Yeah, it's kind of. It's just a situation where it's like, I'm talking traditional chippers, right? The old school traditional chippers. And you're in and it's like, it's got a sign, cue this side. Mm-hmm. And it's got the, you know, the big chip making system in front, where the, you know, the big thing, the big silver fryer. The fryer.
Yeah.
And it's got the till down at the end. And you walk in and it's there's loads of people around.
Yeah, you need to have your order with confidence.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, do you say chips or do you say chip?
Is
it one chip, two chip, or one chips?
I'll have two chip and a curry sauce.
Yeah.
Why would you make it singular?
Or a single. That's another thing.
You can't say...
Can I get a single of chips?
Not cool enough for that, no.
It's like, oh...
Bag of chips.
You can't say, what's your fish today? You can't say that. You can't ask that question.
What's the catch of the day?
Oh, dear.
Or perusing the board when they come to you and ask. So they're like, what you have? And you're like...
You're a time waster doing that.
I think I'll go for the... I might have the chicken kebab. Oh, hang on. No, you've got a chicken fillet. Maybe a dinner. What's the difference between a dinner box and a snack box? Shut up. I just can't do it. Alan says, in chippers, they don't pluralize chips. And it is so off-putting. In my chippers generally as well, there are men behind the counter that are looking at you like they want to kill you.
Yeah.
For ordering chips.
And you know
chips.
They'd have each other's back. There's a very tight-knit operation behind the counter in a chipper. Those four or five lads, they've got each other's back.
They'd follow each other into war.
They really would.
They would take a bullet for one another.
All chippers as well. I think your name would be dirt in every chipper if you got into trouble with one of them.
That, absolutely, yeah.
Another thing,
I have this other issue then with going into a chipper is that I feel very self-conscious just asking for a bag of chips. You're like...
What?
You wanted me to order more, didn't you?
Oh, okay.
But all I want is a bag of chips. I just fancy... Do you ever just fancy a bag of chips?
Oh, gotcha.
Like loads of salt and vinegar on it, walking down the street, sucking on like... Oh, that's hot. That lovely feeling of a bag, like a hot bag of chips in your hand.
The vinegary, the better. Oh. Sting in the corners of your mouth, so it's got so much vinegar in it.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's a hot one. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I hate the sound you're making.
You've got a goo on you now, don't you?
I do, yeah.
But all I want is a bag of chips. And sir, you're behind the counter and I know you hate me. And I'm self-conscious for just... So I will order a bag of chips and a cheeseburger, even though I don't want the cheeseburger. I just want the bag of chips. Hey Ray, as the owner of a chipper... Oh my God, straight to the source. As the owner of a chipper in Arklow, my pet hate is when someone phones up and asks for a plain burger. Absolutely plain. With just ketchup. I mean, that's not plain. From Franco in Burger Hill in Arklow. Yeah, I wouldn't call that plain. I would like, can I get a burger with just ketchup on it? That's what I'd say. Stuart in Stepaside has been on. Oh my God, these are brilliant. Hey Ray, two words. Builders merchants. I would have a shade of this even in Woody's, like in a regular DIY shop. Yeah. Asking for anything, it's like, you know the little, it's like a little, how do I describe it? It's like a little, it's not the screw, but it's like the little twisty thing.
I have a picture of it on my phone.
That's it.
It's like you're looking for a nut, sir.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you need
yeah.
two of them, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm lacking in. Nuts. Builders merchants, I have to know exactly what I'm asking for and know that they have it with no questions asked. Otherwise, I'm going nowhere near the place. From Stuart and Stepaside, love the show.
Hey.
Hey, cheers, Stuart. I remember ringing my builders merchants. I rang them up. And I wanted to make some shelves, DIY, making some shelves on my own. And I needed to talk them through what I was looking for. And again, like that, down the phone, I was going, do you know, like, I'm making shelves, right? And I'm just kind of, like skinny wood. Like
skinny wood, yeah, we've got that, sir. Yeah, skinny wood, yeah.
It's like skinny wood for making shelves.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to cut it. Would you be able to cut it into shelf shapes for me? Yeah, we can do that. And Patrick, the painter in Limerick. Ray, did you go shooting reindeer after buying the bike just to manly yourself up? From Patrick. Well, Patrick, you're a painter as well. Similarly, when you're talking to... When you've got a man in the house and you want the walls painted and you're describing to him what you want on the walls, much like being at the barber's, it's like, you don't want to be too enthusiastic. Do you know that kind of way? So it's kind of like, just a bit of blue or whatever. Blue or whatever you think yourself like. Whatever you know yourself like.
Freshen it up.
I just tidy it up there, but you know... And lower your voice a couple of octaves.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!